Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon. Welcome to Dine on Life Internet Radio Show. Today, our topic will be positivity and health. It's a lifestyle. So let's jump right into it.
Woohoo! You know, I have to jump in there on my corny. Woohoo!
We have those moments. We do. All right. So, go ahead.
Oh, no, positivity. I'm all about it. It's definitely my lifestyle. I can't wait for us to share with our listeners and with the world our personal take on it.
Yes. So, personally, I mean, well, not even personally. If you have been to our Facebook page, you see all the time any of our posts, shares, anything. It's all about positivity. And it's all about sharing positive vibes only. And you've heard both of us speak about how we are as far as spiritually and a lot about energy. We love just the positive energy. And it's all about what you allow in your space as well. I personally think that, you know, if somebody is negative all the time, always has something negative to say, I'm sorry, but you're detrimental to my mental health, my emotional health, you can't be in my space. You have to allow those positive vibes only. So, Felicia, what's your take on that?
Girl, I love what you just said about being in my space. I got to a point in my life where literally I would cut you off if you just have the wrong energy. As I've grown into the woman that I am today, I am not ashamed, I am not afraid to really speak how I feel, and also I've learned how to trust my own intuition. My intuition has never led me wrong, and I'm 30 years old, and I trust it completely. So what I learned personally, especially with all of the things I have going on in my life, literally negative energy does nothing but bad things for me, and I believe that for anyone. I think negative energy will always be your downfall. Now, I will say this. Sometimes things does happen in life that may not turn out the way we wanted it to turn out. Things may not go our way. Something bad may actually happen. That's life itself. Some things just can't prevent from happening. But I think even with that, those type of situations, it's really about how you handle the situation. And I think a lot of that comes from our mindset. What type of mindset do you have? You got people who I call Debbie Downers. Something negative happens, and then you just embrace it with more negativity. And I feel like, okay, now that it's happened, what are we going to do to resolve it? And you cannot stay stuck in the past. I think staying stuck in the past will affect your present. And let's remember, we get so cocky sometimes. We take our next breath for granted. We automatically assume that our next breath, our next minute is guaranteed to us, and in all actuality, it is not. Everything that pushes forward to allow us to see the next day, the next minute, is indeed a blessing. So don't carry those negativity feelings into your present moment, as well as into the future. It's definitely a lifestyle. It really is. And I think that life is so much better with a positive attitude.
Yes, I definitely agree. So I'm speaking about health and positivity, and I can tell you this because I kind of went through it as well. It helps you manage stress by being positive. Positive thinking, you know, if you just stop negative self-talk, it truly helps reduce your stress. And if anyone knows about high blood pressure, stress is actually a cause of it. Again, it's something I went through, and I truly had to. The doctor literally came in the room and closed the door and in a calm tone asked me, you know, what's going on? Because none of my test results or blood work came back to suggest this is why your blood pressure is so high. And the only thing he could relate it to was stress. And his option was pretty simple. Either you reduce your stress, you take medication, which he knew I didn't want to do, or you sit around and you wait for a stroke. And the crazy thing is, I'm still, well, at least I thought, I was an extremely positive person. It takes for something like that to happen to put your life into perspective. But what I had to do was reduce my stress. You let go of, not so much let go, because sometimes that negativity is coming from people close to you. But you have to know when to reduce it and to keep yourself away from it. Again, it's all about the energy that you allow in your space.
Yes.
If it's negative energy, you can't come in my space. I don't need the stress that comes with you. I don't need the high blood pressure. I don't need the stroke. See? See how that works? No. You got to let go of it.
Right.
Excuse me. And then you have to understand positive thinking and also positive talk. It. You have to kind of up-talk yourself. Don't always down-talk yourself. You know, there was a study, and I wish I had the information. I will find it, and it will definitely be on our Facebook page this week, done regarding how parents speak to their children. And the way that you speak to your child, even when you're saying something like, oh, my gosh, you are so hard-headed, that stuff, it sticks with them. And what they tend to remember about themselves first when they're asked to describe themselves are the negative things that their parents constantly say about them. They don't sit there and say, well, I'm beautiful first. If you're always, then they're hard-headed. So then they're going to say, well, I'm hard-headed sometimes, ha, ha, ha. Well, that didn't come out off the top of their head. You know, that came because somebody said it to them. So you have to stop down-talking yourself, even if you heard your parents tell you all the time, because some of you are just hard-headed, okay? But you have to up-talk yourself. What are your positives about yourself? Maybe you are a beautiful person. You have a beautiful spirit. You're very kind. You're always giving, you know, extremely caring. Up-talk yourself. Positive talk is a positive thing, especially about yourself.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. I have a three-year-old. Well, 3.5. He'll be 4 in a few months. And literally, that little boy, I always, even when he gets on my nerves, those who have toddlers or who have kids or who are older, and I'm pretty sure you can remember the terrible twos and all of that.
But oh, Lord.
You have to remember how old these kids are and think about their mind. You know, they're young, they're little, they only know so much. All the while, they're learning. So I definitely make a habit of always speaking positive to my son. I tell him he is handsome every morning. When he brings home his homework from preschool, and a lot of his homework is just tracing his ABCs and reading different letters and different numbers, and that may seem small to other people, but I praise him, high five, and I reward him. Now, I know there are some people who have a problem with the reward system, but it works for me, and I can care less about people's judgments because my child is happy and he's learning at the same time. But every time he finishes his homework, he gets a reward. If he wants cupcakes, I'm going to bring him a cupcake. And no, my son is not fat because he does play outside. and I did get whoopings as a kid growing up, but I approach my parenting a bit differently. I don't want to just, I think there's other alternatives. This is not to say that something is wrong with giving your kids whoopings, but personally in my house, I try alternative methods because I want to limit violence. It's so much violence we see in the real world, on TV, on the news. It's so much. So I just want to have my son, the foundation that he comes from, to be a loving foundation. Now, is everything absolutely peachy perfect on a daily basis? Absolutely not. I messed up plenty of times. I'm a new mother, and any mother out there, we have to not this goes back to what Jasmine said, not being so hard on yourself, and saying things to uplift you. And there's been plenty of times I've been called Jasmine, send her text messages, like I don't know what to do. And I think what's important about that and what I appreciate so much about my friend Jasmine is that she, her positivity, her energy, she's, that's what a real friend is to me. When they can give you great advice, they won't swallow in to what you might be going through, and instead she uplifts me. So that goes to the energy that you have around you, because there are so many Debbie Downers out there who can't wait to hear you say something negative, and then they just want to pull you down with their misery. What's that saying? Misery loves company. So you got to watch out for those type of people because you'll never have a positive life.
Right. That is one party I don't want to be invited to, your pity party. You can go by yourself. I'm not coming. I refuse to invite. I will not RSVP.
For real. Keep my name off the guest list, please.
Exactly. Yeah, and you know, it's really good to have positive people around you. So I'm going to read something here, and this is from the Mayo Clinic staff, and it's about the health benefits of positive thinking. So researchers continue to explore the effects of positive on health. Health benefits that positive thinking may provide include increased lifespan. We want to stay older. Well, we don't want to stay older, but we want to stay alive longer. And, you know, and since, yes, you do want to stay older. So, you know, be happy, be positive, think positive, speak positive. Also includes a lower rate of depression. If anyone has ever been through that, I'm telling you, it's not easy to get out of. I know how miserable it can be on a personal level. Positive thinking, it will truly help you. It also lowers the level of distress. It has a greater resistance to the common cold. Come on, y'all. Just be positive to get rid of the cold, because you know we ain't got no real cure for it. It has a better psychological and physical well-being, reduced risk of death from cardiovascular disease. Again, goes back to that sitting around waiting for a stroke to happen. That is a cardiovascular disease. And like I said, from personal experience, reduce the stress. Positive thinking, it reduces your risk of death from cardiovascular disease. And also, it includes better coping skills during hardships and times of stress. And that's also one of the things that the doctor has suggested to me, was to go see a counselor to help me cope with my stress. And sometimes that's what you need to do. You can't be afraid to speak to someone about what's going on. You can't be afraid to reach out to help you, because, you know, sometimes it can be difficult. Like Felicia said, she can call me. I know I can call her. But everyone doesn't have that somebody. You need help. Don't be afraid to reach out to get help. There are counselors, which honestly I didn't know until the doctor suggested it, but there are counselors who are available just to help you cope with your stress, and in turn helps you think positively. So, you know, and that in turn helps with your health, and, you know, make it a lifestyle. It's a positive.
And you know what? Add this to Mayo Clinic. When all else fails, get you a glass of wine. A glass of wine would cure anything you're going through. I'm playing. Not what it really do. Close you out a bit.
I'm pretty sure it will help reduce that stress, because then, you know, your care kind of disappears a little bit, and that's what you need. I'm not telling everybody, we are not at all telling people to go out and start drinking wine on a daily basis. However, and when we put that on the Facebook page too, there has been reports that wine a day, a glass of wine a day, isn't necessarily bad for you.
I am drinking wine. Hashtag get you some. In all seriousness, though, I wanted to add to that. There's a wonderful quote I love by Dalai Lama. It's, in order to carry a positive action, we must develop here a positive vision. And that's everything. That quote just sums up the whole ideal of keeping positivity as a lifestyle, as well as to correlate with what Jasmine just said about the study or the article from Mayo Clinic, in order to carry a positive action, you must develop your positive vision. You have to be able to see it. Create a blueprint in your eye. Make it a visual. You know, if you see the stress, okay, yes, yeah, stress happens. You recognize that negativity, but vision a pathway to resolve it. So that's why I personally love that quote. And it's that time to pay some bills.
All right, Dine on Life listeners. If your Land Rover or Range Rover or Jaguar vehicles are giving you problems, don't rid of your luxury vehicle. Contact Elite Auto Parts to get you back rolling again.
Elite Auto Parts, it is an auto dismantler for foreign cars specializing in used Jaguar and used Land Rover and Range Rover parts. They offer financing, and they also ship across America. So go to EliteAutoParts.com and place your order today.
And if you're in the Southern California region, call them directly at 818-767-0445. Tell them that Die on Life sent you.
Woo! I used to have a Jag. I like Jags.
Good time. Good time. Had that new Jag to match her swag. Okay.
Now, Jasmine has a lovely, and I'm excited about this one, positive tea segment. You guys get excited. She's sharing some great info. Listen up.
Yes, so we are spilling the positive tea. The tea, we're dishing the tea in a positive way. So we're going to talk about the 100 Happy Days Challenge. I personally began the challenge in 2014, shortly after my grandmother had passed. The results were amazing and have stayed with me ever since then. The project was actually started by Dimitri Gobanici of Switzerland, who challenged himself to be happy for 100 days after friends reminded him at what he thought was a rough point in his life that his life was actually pretty great. It was a project that he began to remind himself what good he did have in his life. Now, according to 100happydays.com, 71% of people tried to complete this challenge but failed, quoting lack of time as the main reason. People didn't have time to be happy. So the original challenge goes as follows. Take a picture daily of something that made you happy. It could be something you ate today, a favor someone did for you, or just the opportunity to relax after a hard day. 2, simply submit the picture to your platform of choice, whether it be Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, etc., with the hashtag 100 Happy Days. Those who successfully completed the challenge claim to recognize what makes them happy daily. They were in a better mood each day, received compliments from others, began to appreciate their life, became more optimistic, and some even fell in love during the challenge. So why should you do this? Well, quoting Dr. Mercola at Mercola.com, the feeling of happiness, whether you equate it with optimism, joy, well-being, personal achievement, or all of the above, goes hand-in-hand with healthier habits. People who are in good spirits tend to eat better, exercise more frequently, and get better sleep than those who are not. This could be in part because leading a healthy lifestyle helps you achieve your goals, leading to happiness, end quote. So, today I challenge our listeners to be happy and do what works for you. You don't have to post pictures daily, but find something that made you happy for the day. You can write in your journal daily, release your stress, but always end on a happy note. And what you will begin to notice is that you, too, will begin to find the positive in everything. Just try it, and you can thank us later.
Absolutely. So that 100 days of happy challenge, I did that. And actually, my co-host and best friend here, Jasmine, was the first person who told me about that, maybe like a year ago or maybe over a year ago you told me about that. And it was a rough start for me because I was not committed to doing it every day. But my habits of writing in a journal, because I, for me, what I did was I wrote my happiness in a journal. So writing in my journal itself became a habit, and then that is how I was able to complete my 100 days, and it turned into a lifestyle for me of ending my day or starting my morning writing in a journal. And what amazed me about what you said, Jasmine, is that a lot of people quoted themselves as not having the time to be happy. How do you not have time to be happy?
You know what? So I decided to try the 100 Happy Day Challenge again. I think it's an amazing challenge. And I couldn't understand when I first seen it, how do you not have time to be happy either? But when I go back to think of when I first started it, I didn't make the time realize what was so happy about the day. And so I think that's where that 71% comes from. Everyone didn't want to make the time. You know, and I understand we have lives, we have work, if you have children, you have school, you know, starting a business, you got a paper to write, you know, you got this, that, and third, and that's my son, y'all, in the back. But you have a million things to do, and it becomes difficult at the end of the day that, oh, I forgot to take a picture. Or, you know, I don't even know what made me happy at this point. I don't care. I'm tired. I'm going to sleep and laying down. I don't care about the 100 Happy Day Challenge. And that's kind of how that happened for me in the beginning. So I think that's kind of what happened. Well, this is what I'm assuming is what happened with the other 71% as well. It's understandable. However, again, it's a positive thing and it helps you. I mean, you truly begin to appreciate life after this. Don't even do it for 100 days. Do it for 30. You will really begin to realize each day that you're always ending it on a positive note, because you're always trying to figure out, well, what made me happy today? And then instead of finding one thing, you'll find two, three, four, and then you'll end up realizing that you're appreciating life way more than you ever did. Instead of trying to figure out what you ate that made you happy today, you might just be happy because you opened your eyes.
Mm-hmm. I think that the quote that Dr. Mercola stated, the feeling of happiness, and he specifically says that it goes hand in hand with healthier habits, and I can attest to that from my own personal experience. It's just something about when I start my day working out, the rest of my day basically flows from that good energy I had from my 60 minutes of cardio. I just feel so much better. Even my meditation after I work out is so much better. I see things clearly. I appreciate what's around me more. And then making healthier choices as far as eating and drinking is just, it comes much more naturally to me versus when you're not in a good space, easy to be so stressed out that you lose your appetite. Or it's easy to be so stressed out that you binge eat. And a lot of people who, for example, become alcoholics or who lean on drugs to suppress any pain that they may be going through, that's the root of it, is the negativity of not being happy. So much can occur from participating in the 100 Happy Days Challenge. And I would love for all of our listeners, like Jasmine said, if 100 days is too much for you, start off with 30 days and sound off with your progress, your daily progress, or even your weekly progress in our comment section on blogtalkradio.com/dying on life. Let us know your progress and any achievement, no matter how small or big it is. Let us know so we can celebrate it. We'll give you a shout-out and celebrate it. Because, again, our overall goal is to spread happiness and positivity through our little 30-minute show.
Yes, I can't wait to see. I would love to see it. Well, I would love to see our listeners just become way more active, you know, interactive. But I'm excited. I think that's what we're going to start doing. So if you see, if you're listening and you're going to begin the challenge, even if you're just doing 30 happy days, make sure you hashtag 30 happy days, whatever happy days. That is what we'll do. 30 happy days, hashtag 30 happy days, and hashtag dot on life. If we find you, we'll be sure to feature you on our page.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, Jasmine, you are a fit mama. You are very well in shape. And you have 40.
It just looks like that.
How do you tell the world, tell us all, how do you stay toned? Because it can be easy. And also, if you don't know, Jasmine is the CEO of CMC by Jazz, all those sugary treats, which is so delicious. So you would just assume that she was just obese, but she is the opposite.
You know what's silly is people really do assume that. I didn't know that until someone seen me not too long ago. She was shocked that I was in her area, and she was like, "I don't. How do you stay so small? Like, what did you expect me to do? I eat everything. I gotta sell it." But and shout out to her. Oh goodness, I wish I remember her name. Name of her company is Recent Pizzas. Amazing woman, amazing pizzas. But like I told her, I don't eat all of the stuff. So that's kind of one of my secrets. One, two, cardio is your friend. And Shanti, although he may be a little scary, he's also your friend. Okay. As she said, I'm a mother of four. I don't have the time to always go to the gym, but I do always try to make time to work out. I love 30 minutes of cardio. If I could do that every day, in fact, I think I'm supposed to do it every day. 30 minutes of cardio, I love it. Even if you just go and walk in the mall, like our mall here, they open up 30 minutes, no, an hour early to the general public so that you can exercise. So, like, I live in Ohio. It gets cold. Exercising in the mall is perfect. I don't have a gym membership. It's kind of like a waste of time for me because I'm so busy. But if I get up an hour, I usually get up with my husband, and then I spend an hour before I wake up the kids to myself. Within that time, I like to work out, too. Water is also your best friend. I love infused water, specifically lemon water. This information will be available on the page. It helps with detoxing, and it helps increase your metabolism. I prefer fresh lemons. I've seen people do it with just regular lemon juice, and it's worked great for them. So, you know, find what works for you and what tastes great to you. I prefer the fresh fruit. And that's pretty much it. I mean, watch what you eat.
Absolutely.
Not too much salt, not too much sugar, not too much anything. And, you know, I know how we were raised and the type of foods we were raised on. You need to do your research. Just because that's what your mother made for you all the time doesn't mean it's necessarily good for you. So just find your own recipes. Create something new. Start new traditions. And I believe you know, when you start doing this yourself and your children see you, you're creating that positive effect that will continue to go on from generation to generation. Your children will teach their children how to be healthy. And instead of having all of those heart diseases and whatnot, you'll help actually increase your family's health rate and longevity.
Right. Absolutely. Now, I am, I don't eat meat. I occasionally eat seafood, so you could say I identify with being a pescatarian, and they have amazing food that resembles meat, but it's actually tofu, and I have a tendency to sneak it on my family. They can't tell the difference. Like, when I make tacos, I think it's ground turkey, but it's not. It's tofu. to wrap up, it is all about what you eat. You got to think, you are literally what you eat, and that ties in with positivity and health, and it is, in fact, a lifestyle. So, Dine on Life listeners, we serve the dish on positivity and health and how much it affects your life, as well as the 100 Happy Days Challenge presented by Jazz.
Yes.
cup of refreshing tea for you. So we'd like to thank all of you for listening. Be sure to stop by www.dineonlife.org. You can also interact on our Facebook page at facebook.com/dineonlife. We will see you next Tuesday, same time, same place. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you all next week.
Ciao.
Bye.